are very nervous. I have three kids. He's the oldest one. We have two little kids.
Tanya Venegas stood by her oldest son, Edward. She's a 33-year-old mother of three who moved to Maui in 2006 from Sonora, Mexico. She's been in the process of obtaining asylum in the U.S. since 2008 because of domestic violence threats. Immigration attorney Claire Hannes is representing Venegas at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office on Ala Moana Boulevard.
Tanya received a very ominous, strongly worded letter telling her to report for deportation today and to bring one bag that's between 1 and 50 pounds.
Immigration clients facing deportation, like Venegas, are not entitled to free legal representation, as in criminal cases. Hannes says Venegas's previous lawyer did not present a strong case for asylum, so she will be requesting a reconsideration. She says immigration laws are complex and not easily navigated.
There's no pathway to citizenship for her. She entered on a legal visa. Even though her children are U.S. citizens, that does not confer any legal status on her.
Hannes believes Venegas's clean record, not being a flight risk or being a danger to society, will be favorable. Venegas's son, Edward, says his siblings don't understand what's going on, but he's hopeful.
I'm 15 years old and I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm pursuing a job in mechanics. I have a younger brother, 8 years old, in third grade. He's a good student, gets good grades, and I have a younger sister, 5 years old, that just started preschool, and they don't know anything about this. They don't know how to handle the situation.
The immigration agency granted Venegas a $5,000 bond proposal while the appeal and reconsideration motions are decided. Once paid, she will be free to return to Maui. Older sister Zuzeth, a U.S. citizen, was rushing to the bank to get a certified check.
It's been heartbreaking for so many years, just wondering, and it's just like not knowing what's going to happen, and we're just like in the limbo. She's my sister and only sister, and we're together, and it's really hard, not sure what might happen.
Hannes says she will return with Venegas to appear before the Board of Immigration Appeals. She says this could be the beginning of the Trump administration's policy implementation in Hawaii.
No, this is kind of part of the first wave since what Trump, it hasn't even been 100 days yet, right? So these orders, these are new. And so one of the things we're doing as immigration attorneys and advocates is trying to really carefully monitor who's called in, what the situation is. And the problem is for people who can't afford representation or are completely on their own, they go in and we don't know what happens.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.